Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Maseches Tumura Daf Yud Gimel. We begin at the Mishnah, which is around 15 lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Hilug Mishnah. We're meant to know that the Tumura process can only be generated by a behemoth. As the pasuk says, v'im hamer yomer, if we'll make this swap, this substitution, behema bi behema, so one animal off the other. But suppose it's not a behema, you have a different type of carbon, a bird carbon, or you have a mincha comprised of flour, dough, that cannot be a tamura generator. You can't make a tamura off these. Ha'ifayis v'amanoches, birds v'amanoches, einos and tamura cannot initiate tamurais. Why shall I nemar ela behema? Because if you look at the pasuk, all you have is a reference to behema, an animal carbon, as opposed to these types. What else is disqualified from the tamura process? It needs to be a privately, a personal carbon, as opposed to a partnership carbon or a public, klal yisrael carbon. That cannot generate a tamura, hatzibur, a public carbon, vashutafen, or one owned by partners, ein ois and tamura cannot generate a tamura shenamar, because the pasuk refers to a private individual with reference to the tamura process. Shenamar lo yachlifenu, he shouldn't switch. Lo yamir oisai, and that's only a yachid. Yachid, hence we learn yachid ois a tamura, only a private person can make a tamura vein atzibur or vashutaf and ois and tamura. What about the type of level of kedusha? We have different types. We have a carbon for the mizbeach, which has kedushas haguf, it's inherently kadosh. We have something called kachay bedek habayis, something donated to the maintenance fund. It belongs to hegdish, but it's not a carbon. Can that only also generate a tamura? No, kachay bedek habayis, those cannot. Ein oisin tamura. Why? Explains Rashi. The second Rashi in the Mishnah. The gabi tamura ksiv carbon. Because the word carbon is cited in reference to tamura, because by the kabayis, those are not called carbon. Lo yikru carbon, not classified as carbon. Kedem farish, as the Gemara will explain. Okay, so that's the first track, the first approach to Tanakama. We disqualify birds, menachos, because it's not behemo. We disqualify tzibur and shutfin because that's not lashon yachid. We disqualify kachay bedek habayis because it's not covered under carbon. Now, Reb Shimon, as we'll see in the Gemara, he holds that actually, at times, even kachay bedek habayis can be considered carbon, although not on the same level as kachay mizbeach, but nevertheless, it does qualify as carbon to some extent, and therefore he says, how are we going to disqualify kachay bedek habayis from tamura? The word carbon doesn't disqualify it. Rather, he looks to a different source to disqualify all these things. Amar Reb Shimon. You find an interesting phenomenon. The Torah refers to the halachos of tamura. It describes the tamura process twice. First, once, and then discusses it by maser behema, which is the tenth animal, which is a carbon. Now, there too, it says, do not make a tamura. If you do it, the tamura gets generated. What's the point of singling out maser behemoth with reference to tamura? Amar Reb Shimon, v'arei maser b'chlal hoya. The truth is that maser behemoth was really covered by the general directive of the tamura process. V'lama yatsa. So why was it singled out? Why was it mentioned separately? So that's the rule. When something gets highlighted separate from the rest, it's coming to teach us something. It's coming to reveal to us that we have to learn from that highlight. We have to learn from that singled out item. Lemuch to teach us. If you want to make a tamura, it has to match with that highlighted item, which is the sort of precedent, the father figure for the whole tamura process. And just like the master behemoth, which is being highlighted, has all these qualities. It's a private carbon, not a tzibur or shutfin. It's karbon mizbeach, etc., etc. Likewise, tamura only applies to something with these elements. Lo yimlach to teach us ma maser karbon yachid, just like Maser Behem, which is a Karban Yachad, therefore has Tumura, Yatsu Karban Tzipa, as opposed to a public Karban, but Tumura will not apply. Uma Maser Karban Mizbeach, just like Maser Behem is a Karban Mizbeach, and that's why it's covered under the Tumura process, as opposed to Yatsu Karban Tzipa, which is not. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbah. So now we're back to the Tanakama. Who disqualifies all these items without resorting to the Maser Behem source? Tana Rabbah, Yachol Yu Kachu Bedek Abayis Oysin Tumura. So what about disqualifying Kachu Bedek Abayis? The Mishnah just mentions it, but without giving a source. Tama Lema, so how do we know? The Pasuk says Karban. Right, etc., etc., and we have the Tumura. So the word carbon tells us, Tamalema carbon, Mishanikru carbon. Only Kachim Mizbeach, which are really labeled as carbon, they can have Tumura done to them. Yatsu, Kachim Bedekabais, as opposed to Kachim Bedekabais, Sheloi Nikru carbon, they're not called carbon, and therefore they're out. Really? We never find the term carbon for Bedek Habayis, Veloi Vatani, Vav Abraisa, and Teres Kainim regarding a different halacha. Rashi brings it. He explains that it's going on Shechut Echutz. What is that meant to shecht a carbon outside the Mikdash? What about something which isn't technically a carbon, it's just Bedek Habayis? Is that covered under the carbon banner? Vatani, e carbon, if the Pasuk would only say a person took the carbon outside, what is carbon? Shemani, perhaps I can apply it even to Kachavid HaKabayis, Afilu Kachavid HaKabayis, which at times we find are covered under the label carbon. Shnikru carbon. Kanishan Emma, as we find in a Pasuk and Bamidbar, Hanakr was carbon Hashem. We donated the jewelry there from the war, and the loot. Apparently, the term carbon Hashem, relates even to Bedek HaKabayis. Tamaloi Marv comes to Pasuk and says, no, Val Pesach Oil Moy Lo Yivioi. The Isra of Shechut Echutz is limited to something which is intended for inside the Beis HaMikdash. So instead of bringing it there, he brought it outside, that's the offense. Kol Abal Pesach Oil Moy, only a proper carbon, which is meant for the Beis HaMikdash. If he took it outside, he transgresses. Chayav Nalav Mishum Shechut Echutz, he's liable on account of Shechut Echutz. However, something which is not meant for Hakrov and the Beis HaMikdash, as Rashi explains, for instance, Kachu Bedek HaBayis, which is typically a Balmum, it's not meant for a carbon. In that case, if you shecht it outside, Ein Chayav and Olam Shechut Echutz, there's no Isur Shechut Echutz. In any case, what do we see? The Braisa does label Bedek HaBayis as carbon, Alma Ikru carbon. So, if in fact even Kachu Bedek HaBayis are called carbon, so let it be included in the Tumura process, which is limited to carbonis as well. And the Mishnah and the first Braisa indicated otherwise. We disqualify Bedek HaBayis from Tumura because it's not called carbon. Amar Chanina Lekashi is the answer. Difference of opinion. Ha Rabbi Shimon, Ha Rabbanon. Rav Shimon holds that it is called a carbon. L'Rav Shimon ikri carbon. In which case, the term carbon, which is stated by Tumura, would cover even Bedek HaBayis. So how do we know to disqualify Bedek HaBayis from Tumura? We got to go back to that, to the Mishnah, where he furnished that alternate source, that source from Masa Behema, where it also mentions Tumura to teach us you have to be the highest level carbon. Carbon is Beach to have Tumura done. Because the term carbon itself wouldn't be sufficient to disqualify Bedek HaBayis, which is also under the carbon category. However, the Rabbanon disagree. Lo Yikri carbon, according to them, it's not a carbon. As we find in the first Braisa, in the Gemara, Bedek HaBayis is not carbon, in which case it's disqualified from Tumura. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? It's not called carbon. In the second Braisa, it clearly is. Vanakar is carbon Hashem. on plain donations to Bedek HaBayis. V'loi, it's not called carbon, v'ksiv, we have the second b'raiso with that possible v'ksiv v'anakav carbon Hashem. Subtle difference. Carbon Hashem, yeah, Ikri. It's a donation, it's Hashem's donation. That applies even to Bedek HaBayis. And according to Rav Shimon, that's sufficient to include the Bedek HaBayis in the Temura process, if not for the special exclusion learned from Maser Bahima. But Karban Lashem lo yikri. But Karban Lashem, it's Karban offered to Hashem through the act of Akrava, through the whole process, lo yikri, that doesn't apply to Bedek HaBayis. And guess what? That's a Lashem that's said by Temura. It says, Asher akriv men Karban Lashem. Hence, the Chacham say automatically, it excludes Bedek HaBayis from the Temura process. Okay, so what about Bedek HaBayis regarding Temura? It's excluded. Why? For different reasons. According to Rav Shimon, because it doesn't conform to Maser Behema, which is Kachem Mizbeach. Whereas according to the Chachamim, even without that, Pasuk says Korban Lashem, which does not apply to Bedek HaBayis. Okay, on with the Yeshita of Rav Shimon, he comes another brisa, Tana Rabbanu, Leivaker ben Tev L'ra, V'leiv Yirenu. So this is a pasuk describing the Temura process regarding Masa Behema. So that's the repetition. Again, discuss it again. Why? Lema Nemar, but the Kvar Nemar already has the pasuk about Temura, Leyech L'fenev Lema Roisei Tev Ra. So why the repetition? A new discussion of Temura by Masa Behema. It's meant to exclude all those types. It's meant to teach us. It has to be a carbon yachid, like Maser Behema, as opposed to Shutfin and Tzibur. It has to be Kachem Mitzbeach, like Maser Behema, as opposed to Bedek HaBayis. It has to be something which is Dover Shebachayv, an obligatory carbon, as opposed to a non-obligatory carbon, which the Gemara will explain later. So all these are excluded simply because of this repetition in the Torah that has to match up to Maser Behema. If only from that first reference to Temura, perhaps all types are included. Mashma karban yachin, karban sibur, karban mizbeach, karban gabayis, tamalei malei vaker. And that's why we have this new discussion of Temura by Maser Behema. Amar Rav Shimon, let me explain to Rav Shimon. What's the point? You would think Maser Behema is like any other carbon, and it's covered under the Temura process. So why was it separated and discussed on its own? To highlight all the required elements, the required features, you have to match up to Maser Behema to be a Temura candidate. To teach us, Maser Karben Yachid, V'Karben Mizbeach, V'Dovah Shavav Yochayva, V'Dovah Shein V'Shutfis, just like Maser Behema has all these qualities, it's a personal Karben, Mizbeach, obligatory, non-partnership, Avkol Karben Yachid, V'Karben Mizbeach, likewise, Temura will only apply to something which conforms to these qualifications. Now, that's Reb Shimon speaking, who needed this new source. But according to the other sheet, that's according to Rebbe, there's no need to go to Maser Behema to teach us all these, because we automatically know, just from the Psukim, by the regular Temura discussion, to exclude all these things. Layach Lifenu excludes the Rabbim, Karban Lashem excludes the Bedek HaBayis. So why, in fact, did the Torah repeat the whole Temura concept regarding Maser Behema? To tell us something with respect to Maser Behema itself. Rabbi Eimer, Loma Yatza, I'll tell you why Maser was highlighted separately. Miata. Right? Why was it highlighted separately? The answer is like this. Lidoin b'tmura shmoi u'b'tmura skufa. The fact is like this. Maser Behema is very unique. It has something called tmura shmoi. It's another variation of tmura, but not exactly. Rashi explains. Let's say they mistakenly miscounted. So he's counting 1, 2, 3. He's meant to go from 1 to 10. Number 10 will be Maser. By mistake, he confuses the 9th with the 10th, with the 11th. Number 9 he mislabels as 10. Number 11 he mislabels as 10. What's the halacha? That actually, it all has kedusha, and it has a din of a shlomen. So the tenth one automatically is kaddish because it's the tenth, but the other ones as well have kedusha shlomen. So now that explains why the Torah had to highlight that Temura applies even to Maser. And as Rashi and the Farshim explained, there are really two points here. First of all, that it even works by Maaser Behema. You would think perhaps it only has one version of Temura. The mislabeling type. The misnumbering type. Therefore, we need a special pasuk to highlight that it has the conventional Temura as well. Not just Temura Shemoy, not just a mislabeled type of Temura. The ninth is called 10th, and the 11th. It also has the regular Temura. For instance, he has a regular bona fide Maaser Behema, animal in front of him. He takes another animal, puts it alongside, and makes that substitution. Not only does it have Temura Shemoy, it also has the regular Temura Skufoy. And also to highlight three differences between the two types of Temura, as we're going to see. So again, Rabbi Omer, Lama Yotas Maaser Meyata. What's the point of singling out Maaser Behema and applying Temura, the conventional Temura, to that as well? Litoin b'Temura Shmoy u'b'Temura Skuva, to teach us that not only does it have Temura Shmoy, it also has Temura Skuva, and the difference is therein. Lemach, to teach us. Temura Shmoy Kreva, Temura Skuva Yena Kreva. In contrast to Temura Shmoy, the mislabeling, you know, version of Temura, where the other ones are Karev, they're Ishlamim. Temura Skuva Yena Kreva. But the actual regular Temura, Eino Kreva, doesn't get offered as a carbon. So Rashi explains, because unlike Temura Shmoy, where he mislabeled the number 9 as 10, etc., they are considered Shlamim, and therefore offered as a carbon Shlam. But Temura Skufoy is different. We have a Gemara back on the Hay, where we connect Maaser Behema to Bukhar, just like over there. The Temura is not Karev here as well. Number two, Temura Shmoy Nigelas. Temura Skufa Eina Nigelas. In contrast to Temura Shmoy, which is like a regular Shlamim, where if there's a mum, you redeem it. Not so Temura Skufa Eina Nigelas. Why? Rashi says, because it says, Hu, Temura Siyeh Kodesh, Lo Yigayel. So the actual Maaser Behema, or its Temura, has no Gula, or no redemption option. Temura Skufay Ein Anigalas. Number three, Temura Skufay Chala Aldavar Roy Aldavar She Ein Roy. Just like any conventional Temura in this Masechta, we learn many times, the Kedusha can be applied even to something which is not Roy, something which is fully blemished. It gets Kedusha Saguf because it's not initiation of a Hekdish. It's feeding off an existing carbon. It's a carryover, so it gets it despite the fact that it's very blemished and unsuitable. With Temura Shmoy, but the Temura Shmoy, where he's mislabeling it and turning it into a Shlamim, that's like any other Shlamim. It's not Roy, it's not a Shlamim. Ein Echala, El Adavar Roy Blavar, only apply something which is suitable. Only that becomes Kedusha Saguf. Okay, so that explains why the Torah had to point out that even Maaser Behema has Temura. To teach us the context of the Temura system by Maaser Behema. It's not just limited to Temura Shmoy, it extends to Temura Gufi as well, etc. Ask the Gemara, why would I think otherwise? Amris, the question was asked, Mishum de Rabbi Rachmana de Isbe Temura Shmoy, just because the Torah added another Temura option by Maaser Behema called Temura Shmoy Igrui Igra, why would I think it's worse than a regular carbon? Why would I not apply the conventional Temura as well to Maaser Behema? And yes, Damrina, we can say, May de Rabbi Rabbi, May de Le Rabbi Le Rabbi. There's room to say, look, when the Torah expanded and added, meaning the Temura Shmoy system that was applied to Maaser Behema, Rabbi, that was added. But perhaps it's to the exclusion of the conventional Temura system. Perhaps it doesn't apply to Maaser Behema, the late Rabbi, where the Torah was not found to add. Late Rabbi was not added. Says the Gemara, why would I say that? Why would I say that? Yeah, Amar Rav Huna, Yeshua, Mishum Dahava, Dover. Why would I suggest that? Where do we find this kind of concept? That when I add one thing, it's to the exclusion of something else. Yeah, there's a rule actually. When there's a certain matter, That's Bolidan Dover Chodesh. That was introduced to something new. Ve'en bo yalech chidush ubad is room to think that that's all you get. You're on a different track. So that is the general approach. When something sort of deviated from the norm and was given new rules, the Torah is teaching that it's bound to those rules only. It doesn't have conventional rules. So, if not for the Torah coming back and repeating, no, Maaser Behema also has the conventional Temura system, I would speculate otherwise. Since it was given special systems, special rules, a Maaser Temura Shmoi perhaps only has that, not... Okay. So bottom line, the Torah does repeat Temura by Maaser Behema. Why? According to Rebbe, to highlight that it has Temura Skufoi and the difference between that and Temura Shmoi, whereas according to Rabbi Shimon, who's meant to teach us the parameters of the regular Temura system, to exclude a private carbon, to exclude Kachaya by the Kabayis, and also to require Dava Habobachoiv. It has to be something obligatory, just like Maaser Behema is obligatory. If you want to generate a Temura, it has to be coming off something obligatory. Now, how do we define that? Let's focus on that element now. Amalei Rav Nach Bar Yitzchak L'Rav. Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, Damur just told us. Dover Haba B'Chayva. It has to be something obligatory. So how do you define that? Let's say Oilas Chayva. You have an Oila. Are you going to tell me only Oilas Chayva? He da'av the Temura? Only a real obligatory Oila will generate a Temura? So let's say a vow, a personal vow, I'm going to bring the Oila. That's considered the Dava Shabbachayv, that can make a Temura. Ha Oila is in Dava. Let's say it's in a Dava. This animal will be an Oila. It's just like an item-based donation. That will not generate Temura. That's a surprise. Ha Oila is in Dava Loi? Amalei says, no, that's not what he meant. Of course, Oila is in Dava Nam, even that, given the Kabla, Alei of the Temura. Once he personally committed himself to it, to bring it and to offer it, that's already considered obligatory. So what are we coming to exclude? What's considered not obligatory? L'nitzrucha, it's only needed. Ela l'oila bo min moisrus. He's coming to exclude an oila, a different type. An oila which is coming from leftovers. It's sort of a byproduct, generated from leftover funds. Let's say there was an asham that could not have been processed and it went to the farm to get blemished, and then you have a mum and you redeem it. Halacha is you forward the money towards an oil to buy with it an oil. So since it's not really the original obligation, it's only sort of a byproduct of your obligation, that is not on a high enough status to generate a Temura. It's not, you know, the original, it's just, says the Gemara, hold it, so we need an exclusion for that. Michael Sover, there's a big question in terms of where that money goes to. Person has an asham, which wasn't needed, he gets it blemished and uses the money to buy, he sells it, uses the money to buy what? According to some opinions, it goes into the general, you know, public pushka, which is used to buy oilas, public oilas. According to others, it's his own personal obligation to look after the money, to buy with it a carbon, which is his personal donation. So, who are we following? Which track are we going? Micah Savar. Who does Rav Shimon hold like in that question? Ika Savar La, Kimon Damar Moishras and Davas Tzibur Azli. If he follows the opinion that it's going to the public coffer, then in any case, you can't make a Temura from a public carbon. So it's automatically disqualified without this new disqualification. Pshita Deloy of the Temura, of course it can't generate a Temura because we already learned in the Mishnah, ain't Temura, but Tzibur is not Temura from a carbon Tzibur. Ella, Rav Shimon Svirlei, Kiman Domar, Moistrois, Lim Davas Yachad Ozli. Apparently, he holds that as a private donation. Fine. So now, theoretically, you can make a Temura. If not for this new deficiency, that it's not considered Davar Shabachayba. Ask the Gemara. But again, it's not going to work because Man Shamas, we have to put together all the puzzle pieces. Man Shamas Lehai Svara. Who's the opinion that holds that it goes to the private carbon fund? Rabbi Lezer. Okay, such a Rabbi Lezer, who's known to hold that opinion. but happens to be Reb Elazar holds, you can make a tumura even from Maisris. We know clearly the other tumura, the Reb Elazar holds, you can make a tumura from this. The son of a brisa, oila abom and amaisrois, and was regenerated from the leftover unneeded funds. Oisa tumura to Reb Elazar. So, look, if we're going like Reb Elazar, we're adopting his opinion with respect to the status of these funds, it's a private money and a private carbon. Well, actually, he holds that you can make a tumura from it. Answers the Gemara, well, you can pick and choose. Reb Shimon adopts one element of Reb Eliezer in terms of where to forward the money, it's private money, but on the other hand, he holds it doesn't make a tumura because it's not technically Dovah Shabbachai. Reb Shimon Savalaka Vasei Bechad, on one matter, Shimon adopts Reb Eliezer's opinion, and Poli Bechad disagrees on the other matter. On the one hand, Reb Eliezer Savar, no one any other Reb Eliezer, and that in fact the money is considered private, but he disagrees, and he also can't make a tumura from it. So Reb Elazar Savar, Oila, Habav, and Amosis, Oisa, Tumura, Reb Elazar also can make a tumura from it. He doesn't, you know, use that hekesh from Master Behema to disqualify something which is not considered obligatory. V'iyu Savar, Inus Tumura, Reb Shimon learns from Master Behema has to be something Davash Abachoyba, which this is not. Yach, if that's the case, then Oila generated from Moisaris cannot be a tumura generator. We're not done. But now we have another question, because let's go back. The other day we had this whole Gemara, a whole string of discussions between Rabbi Abin and Abaye. The boy Rabbi Abin had a question over there. And actually, it relates to another element of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon over there in the Mishnah Daf Tes told us that, based on Rabbi Yechon's explanation in the Gemara, the same karma cannot generate multiple tumuras, even one after the other. Once you use up the your tumura option, it's over. So what happens in these variations? Hifrish, the question will be whether it's, you know, this new version of the old carbon is considered new. How new is new? To have its own tumura option, or do we say that it still relates and identifies with the old carbon, which already exercised his tumura option? So imagine Hifrish Asham Leschaper by Behemir Boy. A fellow needed an Asham for Kapur and he did a Tumura with that Asham. So it's over, right? He exercises Tumura option. But Vinischaper Basham Achar. And this animal got lost and he used another one instead. Vinitik Zeloila. Now this first one that was now discovered will be sent off to be used as an Oila. Mao Shiyach Serbiyame Boy. Halacha is, it's going to be an oila, but really, it is the same animal that was already an asham and already exercised his tumura option while being an asham. Is it new enough? Because it's now been relabeled as an oila. Mao shiachsav yam boy, can I do another tumura with this asham new oila? That was his question. It's the same animal, but it's a new kedusha. The question is, hold it. Why would I even think? Alibi the man, whose opinion are we going with? Ilay Malibi Reb Shimon, going with Reb Shimon, which is the presumed track we're going on, because that's what the Mishnah there is talking. Well, anyways, according to Reb Shimon, an oiler generated by leftovers cannot generate a tumura. Done deal. Ha amrus Reb Shimon sfirle oiler habam and amaisers enoisa tumura. So what's there to talk about? On the one hand, you're going with Reb Shimon, you can't repeat tumurais. And you're asking, what about the oila that comes from, well, oila comes from a carbon, in any case, can't make it. The answer is, maybe there's yet another opinion, a third opinion. Rabbi Abin's question was posed as follows. If, theoretically, we find yet another opinion, let's say there's another opinion, which on the one hand adopts Reb Shimon's non-repetitive tumura limitation, the Omar who says you can't repeat a tumura again and again, was severe like Rabbi Eliezer, but would hold like Rabbi Eliezer. And the other question, the Omar who says oila b'mina moises, yes, can make it more oisa tumura. If that will be so, if we can find that sort of magic opinion, the question will be: let's say we have this type of case, an ashram that was used for tumura, then it was sort of converted and relabeled into an oila. It's the same animal, but it's a new kedusha. No, mal she'asam yamay, can I make a new tumura with this newfound carbon? And really, you know, this question has two, at least two applications. There are two variations of this question that we discussed back then in the Daftes, if you remember. Vishnei Guf and Kedusha Aras Mai. Let's say you run to a case where it's not, it really is a new animal with the same old Kedusha as before, which was already used for Tmura. For instance, he had an Asham, he did a Tmura with it, and then it got a Mum. And he transferred a Kedusha onto a new animal. So it's a new animal, but has the same Kedusha, it's an Asham. Can I make Tmura with this new animal? And if the response will be no, since animal 2 has the same Kedusha as animal 1, and that Kedusha has already been used up, so to speak, with respect to Tmura. Now, what about if it's a brand new Kedusha? If it was transformed into an Ayla? Ella, we can still ask, Shtei Kedusha, Shtei Echad, Mai. Let's say, like we said before, you had an Asham, went missing, you substituted it with another one, and now the first one has been discovered. The halacha is it's considered relabeled as an Ayla. So it's a new Kedusha. Shtei Kedusha, Shtei Kedusha, it's the same body that was already used for a Tmura Mai. So what's the halacha? Tiboy, we'll leave it as a question, and Rashi says, very similar to the Teiko that we have throughout the Gemara, except that Tiboy is a Lashon of Yerushalmi. Tiboy, it's left for discussion until resolution. So bottom line is like this, we have Reb Shimon who says, you want to make a Tmura, it has to be a Karm which is Chayva, as opposed to an oil which came from Yisaris, which is a byproduct from the original carbon. It's a leftover, and theoretically it can make a tamura because it's a carbon yachid. We're going like that, cheetah, it's carbon yachid. Nevertheless, it's not considered an actual choiva because it's just a derivative of an original carbon. And the question can be explored further. Let's say you have some sort of configuration where you have made the tamura ready from the original, but now we have the relabeled because it's Meisaris, same body but the new Kedusha within that guf, and you hold that really you can't repeat tamuras, but you hold that you can make tamura from a Meisaris. So that's the question, is it still considered the original or not? And we leave it Tiboy. Okay, which type of animal can generate a tamura? Which type of carbon? Has to be a behemoth, as opposed to Eifes and Menachis. We disqualify Eifes and Menachis, we disqualify Tzibur and Shutfin, we disqualify Kotcher with the Gabayis. And basically we have two tracks. We have the Chachamim, the Mishnah, the Rebbe. The Miutim come from the Psukim within the regular parasha of Tmura, Loyach Lefenu, as opposed to Tzibur. Kotcher with the Gabayis, that's not carbon Hashem. Then we have Shitas Reb Shimon who says, no, well, the Kabayis can technically also be covered by the Lashon of Carbon. So Chacham say Carbon Lashem is not referring to the Kabayis. Shimon says, yeah, but Carbon Hashem does, so we can't really disqualify the Kabayis, if not for the new source, which is Masa Behema. We have that repetition, we're discussing again Tmura by Masa Behema to tell us. So according to Rebbe is to tell us that, Masa Behema has a track called Tmura Shmoy, and also Tmura Skufay, which I would know, and to tell you the differences between the two tracks, whereas the Kondor Pshim is coming to tell us the parameters, the rules of the regular Tmura system, to disqualify anything which is unlike Masa Behem. Hence, we disqualify the Kabayis, disqualify Tzibur and Shutfin, and also it has to be Davar Shebechayva, as opposed to Oyla Abba Menem Oysris. Haran Halacha Kol Mimir, all the best to you, and much Hatzlacha.